Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. Good to be back in the saddle here. It is me, Isachi, one half of your sportsman.
Sorted.
Here, Big Sook will be on tomorrow. We will reunite together on Friday, January 2nd. That'll be the next time you hear us together. We've got lowercase Casey Smith in today, and we are partying. We are going to take a look at Oregon, Texas Tech coming up. We will look at the team that the Blazers are commemorating tonight, the 2000 NBA Finals team. And in the club, we have the top pop culture moments from 2025 you already forgot about, and the most iconic Christmas movie characters. I also would like to squeeze in something quite selfish. I'm going to see what everyone thinks of my survivor dilemma for week 17. It is me and seven others competing for, I think, about $22,000, somewhere in there. And week 17, it gets wild because there are not a lot of teams left any of us can use that are surefire wins. So we'll get to that if we have time. A couple of headlines for today in sports. As we mentioned, DK Metcalf suspended two games for his altercation with that fan. Notre Dame and USC will not play, as the Irish have scheduled BYU. They've scheduled a series with BYU, so that knocks USC off of their schedule. I gotta say, I know I'm probably in the minority here, and I'm okay with that. I do not care if Notre Dame USC goes away, and I also don't really care all that much that rivalries as we know them are going away. I am more of a guy who likes to see sports evolve, in the evolution and the change, I think is more interesting than playing the same game over and over. And that's coming from a guy who I am in I was at one time in the throes of one of the most heated rivalries in all of college sports. And that is Kansas v. Missouri. And when all the conference shifting happened and Missouri went to the SEC, it all went away. Now they've kind of brought some of those games back. They do play in basketball now, but those games, I'm telling you, man, that was as heated a rivalry as you could get in the country, and I kind of didn't care that it went away. It's weird. I'm weird. I don't understand why.
Rivalries evolve. Like, I think of, in terms of what rivalries we still have left in college football or just college sports in general, it's the in-state matchups.
Duke, North Carolina.
The teams playing their other state, you know, representative, and it's teams that see each other a lot in playoff scenarios. Like, I think right now Ohio State Oregon has more rivalry implications than a lot of games do, just because they've seen each other a lot in recent years.
Three games? One, two, three. Yeah, just three.
And yeah, but all of them having major implications too. I think that's that makes more of a rivalry than, well, I think a lot of what we're seeing right now.
I don't know if it constitutes a rivalry in the sense, the original sense of the term, but I see what you're saying in that I think as a fan, if you're an Oregon fan, you may get more excited to play Ohio State than you would Oregon State or even Washington.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I just, it's never bothered me. I get why it would bother someone who wants the tradition, and I think it's cool that Ohio State-Michigan matters even if one of the teams sucks. I like that. But not all rivalries are Ohio State-Michigan. I mean, some of them, it's like, no one really cares outside of the region. And so the USC-Notre Dame, it's a good one, but at the same time, I have no problem with it going away. And hey, how cool is Notre Dame-BYU? It's a good little ball game.
Yeah, it's not a bad game.
Good little ball game.
I think it's more conducive to the style of football that both teams play, and it'll probably just be a better matchup.
Yeah. Bobby Petrino is leaving Arkansas. He is going to be the offensive coordinator with Bill Belichick at North Carolina, which is actually a really good get for Belichick. Petrino, I mean, he can coach offense. And as I teased, it is the Kansas City Chiefs relocating to Kansas. How do we feel about this? Well, no one probably cares up here. But out there, it was this big battle between Missouri and Kansas. Again, there we go with that rivalry. They were fighting over the Chiefs. Well, Kansas stepped up and paid the monies. It is $1.8 billion of this deal is coming from the public, which is the largest public subsidy ever for a U.S. sports stadium. So that's why the Chiefs are saying, sayonara, Missouri, we're moving across the border. Now, for those of you, and it's probably all of you, who don't know how Kansas City is laid out, most of what you know of the city of Kansas City is, it's like downtown, midtown, Westport. Any place you've been in Kansas City is likely on the Missouri side. Most of it is on the Missouri side. And then if you go way east, out toward, you know, heading towards St. Louis, way out on the outskirts is where the Royals and the Chiefs and Arrowhead Stadium, that's where they play, way out there. It's in Independence. Well, now, because of this deal, they're moving all the way to the way outer west side of Kansas City. Now, Kansas City, Kansas, the Kansas City on the Kansas side is garbage. You don't want to go there. You don't go there. Don't go there. So they're never going to put anything there, the city part of it. So that's crap. But you go way out west, out towards the All-American city of Salina, Kansas, and you get, and I'm not saying that far, I'm just saying like the outskirts of Kansas City west in the on the Kansas side, it's Wyandotte County. They already have a NASCAR track out there. I think there's a casino out there, and they have an amphitheater. So they're really building this area up, and that is where they're going to put this stadium. Now, they're saying it is going to be a dome. Of course, that will likely be a retractable roof, but one of the reasons, and they expect this to be done by 2031, or at least that's what they're shooting for. It's going to cost a total of $4 billion. One of the reasons they would build a dome is they want to get the Super Bowl. And of course, you know, you're not hosting a Super Bowl in February in Kansas without having a dome, or at least a retractable roof. So it'd be weird to see the Chiefs not play at Arrowhead. That place is awesome. And I'm not a Chiefs fan, having grown up there. People ask me all the time, why are you not a Chiefs fan? I'm a huge Royals fan. Grew up there. Was never a Chiefs fan because our family is from Texas. My mother is from Fort Worth. She went to UT. And so we'd always go, for the holidays at Christmas, we'd go down and see Grandma and Grandpa in Dallas. Or they lived outside of Fort Worth. And my God, the Cowboys, I mean,
Cowboy country.
Cowboy fever, man. It just took me over as a kid. Grandma loved all the white guys on the team. You know, Billy Bates, all the white guys. She loved the Cowboys, and that got me until they hired Barry Switzer. And I cannot handle Barry Switzer. Now, you're too young to remember this. This was the olden days, lowercase, but Barry Switzer coached at Oklahoma, and we in Kansas hated Oklahoma, and he was a cheater, and we hated him, and they won a lot, and they kicked our ass, and so we hated Barry Switzer. So then the Cowboys hired Barry Switzer, and I was out on the Cowboys, but did not jump over to the Chiefs. Now, my brother is a Chiefs fan, but I never was a Chiefs fan. I was a Cowboy fan for a while, but that has not stuck with me, so I have never really had an NFL allegiance, even though I love to watch NFL football. I will say, though, that is going to be very strange watching the Chiefs not play at Arrowhead, because that stadium is awesome. Those fans are awesome. It is so loud in there. It is a way of life there with their tailgates and everything in the cold weather. It's going to be odd.
Missouri just really got a bad deal by the NFL this past decade.
Well, what's the what?
St. Louis.
Oh, the Rams, yeah.
I mean,
well, listen, you got to step up to keep your team.
Yeah.
Sorry, Missouri, you ninnies. We'll take them. Bring them over here. We got the cash anyway. Screw them.
Yeah, I feel bad for some of the Missouri fans who are like, why are you consistently taking football out of my city and moving it away?
But this is an interesting one where it's like they're not leaving Kansas City.
Yeah, you're not going far.
They're not going far. So I looked at it today from where I grew up, going all the way out to Arrowhead on the other side of Kansas City, east side, was about 2 hours, 45 minutes to 3 hours. Where they're going to put the stadium, this new stadium, is about 2 hours and 15 minutes. So, I mean, it's like if the Seahawks move their stadium 30 to 45 minutes.
It's like if we put a stadium away in Hillsboro.
Yeah, for Portland, you mean.
Yeah, for Portland.
Yeah, so it's like that. So the Chiefs fans will remain Chiefs fans, but now all those ninnies have to come over to Kansas. Pay our taxes. That's right. Anyway, I have one other note for you. Sports note. It's a big one. The Mariners, the final piece is in place. Rob Refschneider headed to the Mariners on a one-year deal. Do you know who Rob Refschneider is?
I do not.
Yeah, I saw you going straight to your mouse.
Going right to the Google machine.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't need to know. He's, I don't know, played for the Red Sox. He's a backup outfielder, first baseman. They get him on a cheap deal. He can hit a little bit. He was a former fifth-round pick of the Yankees. They thought a lot of him coming out of the draft, but he hasn't done anything. And he's like 34 now, but classic Mariner move. They get Rob Refschneider. So those are some headlines, things going on in sports today. Coming up next, let's do a quick look ahead on Oregon, Texas Tech on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, Lowercase just pointed something out. First of all, what do we think of the Colts uniforms tonight? They're all blue with black helmets.
I don't like them.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Niners with the classic gold pants, white jerseys. They look great.
I don't think, I just don't know if I like the black on the uniforms. I think I'm just so used to seeing the traditional white and blue.
Come to my side, young man. I'm the old man yelling at the clouds about black jerseys in sports. I hate them, especially when they're not, like some teams wear black.
Like Steelers, that's our color.
Right. But why, I mean, it drives me crazy when Oregon wears black. Like, what are you doing? Anyway, Colts uniforms, weird tonight. Monday Night Football just underway. Colts Niners. But he pointed out that Phillip Rivers, they showed the skybox where the Rivers family is hanging out for this game. And Phillip Rivers can field an entire offense of just him and his kids.
He could run different packages too, because he's got one off the bench.
Yeah. So he's got, I mean, the grandkid's a little young, but you could throw the grandkid out. He has 10 kids. He can play quarterback. You have an entire offense. And then, yes, he can run different sets with bringing in the grandkid.
Again, the O-line might not be very strong up front, but he can still sling it.
My God. Can you imagine having 10 kids?
No.
What are we doing?
I could barely imagine one.
Yeah, you just wait, lowercase. What are you, 24, you say?
24.
Yeah. You just wait. All right. Yeah, be prepared to be exhausted.
I'll start drinking coffee now.
Yeah. You don't drink coffee, huh?
No, I do not.
Really?
I've been
this big souk.
I've been good about not drinking coffee, but every once in a while I will have the occasional Red Bull, which is just terrible for you.
Yeah, you're from that gen. Red Bull is awful. I think all those drinks are awful. But then again, I drink coffee like it's going out of style. So
yeah, again,
it's all awful.
Teach their own.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's get to a little Oregon-Texas Tech talk. It's here. Never a doubt. James Madison. And I said earlier in the show, worth repeating, I didn't put too much stock in the James Madison game no matter what. I mean, short of JMU coming out there and dominating Oregon, we just knew that wasn't going to happen. So Oregon rolled them. Back door was open. Oregon had every incentive to lay off and just get to the next game. They didn't need to run up the score, style points, or anything. Meanwhile, James Madison had, you know, it's like they're super, you know, sometimes you kick a team's ass and they roll over, they lay down, and you can just score whatever you want. You call off the dogs and the game kind of ends right there. What is it, 48-13 or whatever? But James Madison, you know, this was their college football playoff game. This was their Super Bowl. They were never going to lay down and quit. And so the second half wasn't great. I know it pissed off Dan Lanning, but I don't put that much stock in it. I'd be saying the same things about Oregon had they won 65-6 or whatever.
Yeah, but it's also that you know that you're going to have to play four quarters going into this Texas Tech game. I think that's the big takeaway.
No question.
Is you're going, okay, yeah, we stomped on them for the first half, and that third quarter was okay. But, I mean, we really need to play four quarters if we're going to beat Texas Tech, and that's just not what happened.
Has Oregon, no, but again, Oregon hasn't done that really all year, if you think about it.
I'd say Penn State was the only game, but even then they had a tough first half.
I don't know, man. They kind of tried to blow that game.
Yeah.
They did, listen, they're a really good team, but they've been uneven all year. If you think about it, they've been uneven all year. I'd say the Rutgers game was probably the one game where I was like, oh, and that was coming off a loss and they smoked them. But
maybe that or Minnesota, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. These teams are what they are at this point. They're not going to change. I mean, you can play better, but I just feel like if you're expecting Oregon to not be a little uneven at this stage, you're setting yourself up for disappointment because that's what they've been this year. That's what Alabama's been. And look what Alabama look what happened to Alabama. They were flat and terrible, but then turned it on. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't win. It's just kind of part of their DNA this year. It's weird. And it's unusual because we haven't seen this with Dan Lanning teams before. But this team, remember, a little younger and just now getting some injury pieces back on the outside. So I would expect them, you're right that they have to be better against Texas Tech. We know that. And they know that. They've said as much. So let's just move on and get ready for that one and lace them up. It's a great matchup. I don't know how on earth you pick the game. it could go either way. And when you get into one game scenarios where it's a one-off and the spread's about even, weather's not going to be a factor. Like, how do you predict turnovers? How do you predict the ball bouncing one way or the other way? You don't. It's just, you don't know.
And Dante Moore's really, he hasn't really been tested in a playoff sense of the way. I mean, again, he's 20 years old. How much experience are we expecting him to show?
Well,
versus,
it's a good point. We were talking about this last week that, was it, I think it was Dylan Gabriel had like 65 starts. Dante Moore, we forget, has only had 18, and I think that was his 19th. He is relatively inexperienced. He said that in the Iowa game, that was the first time he had ever had to administer at any level of football that he had played a game-winning two-minute drive. He'd never had to do that, and he did it. I would say the way he played at Penn State, late in that game at Penn State, that was a glimpse of the Dante Moore you hope will step up in this game, because you are going to need that. I think this matchup is freaking awesome. Because now, both teams are excellent. No, Texas Tech hasn't played the schedule that Oregon has, but they've pummeled everyone they've played. They are number one in scoring margin in FBS. They have outscored their opponents 552 to 142. They have won by 21 or more in every game except the one that they lost, and that was Arizona State, and their quarterback got hurt. And that was on the road. 4-point loss on the road.
4-point loss.
So, you know, and you're due a dud. Oregon certainly had a dud.
Alabama had a few.
Yeah, every team has. I mean, who hasn't?
Indiana's literally the only team that hasn't had a dud.
Didn't have one.
It's because they've just played perfect as a team.
So it comes down to Oregon's offensive line and how it can hold up against the elite defensive front of Texas Tech. I mean, they're unbelievable. They're number one against the run in college football. They led FBS in total quarterback pressures. They pressure on 39% of defensive snaps, and this is without blitzing. They rarely blitz. So they just rush four, and they get after you 40% of the time. David Bailey has 74 pressures by himself. That is by far number one in college football this year. The next best guy is at 61. So their defensive front, it cannot be argued, it is not a product of a poor schedule. They have dudes, and they are going to be nasty. This is a big-time matchup for Oregon's offensive line, which is very good. But I think the Dante Moore thing is so interesting because, my God, I favor Dan Lanning over Joey McGuire, first of all. If you don't know Joey McGuire's history, he's a high school coach.
Mm-hmm.
Very good coach. He's done a good job with Texas Tech. But, I don't know, Lanning greater than Joey McGuire. So there's one thing. But I think when you look at the quarterbacks, this could be the Dante Moore game. I mean, you want some Dante Moore draft buzz. It's not really there yet. This is the game that can crank that up because he is going to be under pressure. He is going to have to handle that. And with the speed on the outside that Oregon has back now, Oregon, they're the number one explosive play offense in college football. So you could get your ass kicked for 80% of the game. The other 20%, you're hitting some big plays. Oregon, that's how Oregon might win this game, and that is going to go a long way for Dante Moore's, you know, the hype, whatever you want to call it, what people are saying about Dante Moore. I think a lot of the, and it's not just Dante Moore, I feel like a lot of the quarterbacks in the quarterfinals here are going to make themselves or cost themselves a lot of money right here.
I think you're 100% right. Again, you look at the rest of the matchups, Miami and Ohio State. You have Carson Beck versus Julian Sain.
Big. If
Carson Beck outplays Julian Sain, it looks really good for Carson Beck, but it also looks really bad for Julian Sain.
Yeah, and Sain could step up.
100%. He could deliver a game that goes, oh, maybe we should have talked to this guy more.
Right. Ty Simpson, same way. Although he's already kind of been costing himself money. But he stepped it up in the OU game.
Again, 24 unanswered points is your quarterback managing a game, finding his talent, and just carving.
And they don't...
I know they got a lot of breaks with their defense and, you know, that punt block, but he still managed a really great game.
They needed him because they don't run the ball. Mendoza, he's going to be tested. You know, he's going to have to step up. Gunnar Stockton, the kid from Ole Miss, all of them. I think it's a great... quarterback. These are great quarterback matchups. And I think when you get to these elite levels where there's just excellent players on pretty much every unit in these games for the most part. The Tulanes are out of there. The JMUs are out of there. I think it comes down to quarterbacks more than ever, and this could be Dante Moore's moment right here. So here's the explosive play stat. So Texas Tech's offense, so we talk about Texas Tech's defense. It's awesome. But their offense, I mentioned this on the show before, but they are 111th in red zone touchdown percentage. They stall out in the red zone. They had to settle for 11 field goals in the two matchups against BYU. But what they do is they score by explosives. So the interesting stat is that Texas Tech has 6.4 more explosives on offense than it allows on defense. That is number two in the country, behind Oregon, who is 7.6 more explosives on offense than they allow on defense. So both of these teams have very good defenses, but both are very explosive offensively. I mean, this could be a wild affair with really great defense being played, at times a slugfest, and then all of a sudden, 75 yards, game changer.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of, let me control the ball, let me control the ball, big punch in the mouth.
So it will be really interesting to watch Dante Moore. Now, the kid, Baron Morton for Texas Tech, I've only watched him a few times, fine, can hit some guys. I don't know. Outside of just staying disciplined and the explosives, I don't know how much Texas Tech offense is worrying Oregon's defense. As a matter of fact, I think Oregon's defense is going to have a huge chip on its shoulder in this game because all they're going to hear about is freaking Texas Tech and David Bailey and all these bros, Rodriguez and all these guys. So, I expect a really good game from the Oregon defense. I expect a really good game from the Texas Tech defense. And it will come down to things it always comes down to: turnovers, penalties, key third downs, red zone, kickers, you know, bad breaks here and there, special teams. I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it. Oregon's the slight favorite. I think the 1.5. It's in Miami, so there's that game time thing. It would be a 9 a.m. Pacific kick. That's not that good for Oregon. Teams in the Big Ten that have had to, the West Coast teams in the Big Ten that have had to travel east and play at 9 a.m. Pacific time, they have not fared all that well. But you know, Dan Lanning has done that already once this year, the Northwestern game, and he is well aware of that. So I can't wait. The only thing I'm pissed about is it's not this weekend. We don't have anything this weekend. I guess we got week 17 in the NFL, but we have no college, nothing. That's bullsh, lowercase.
That's a little bit of a bummer.
They're just dragging this thing out.
I think too much.
Way too much. It's crazy. Anyway, that'll be in Miami on New Year's Day. You'll wake up all hungover, ready to watch the Ducks and the Red Raiders. I don't know how you predict that one. I do think Alabama might have a little something, and that Indiana game will be good. I think Miami has a little something to make that Ohio State game pretty good.
I think Alabama coming back from down 17 shows you that this Alabama team isn't going to go away.
No. Nope. That's
right. Make sure to keep your eyes peeled.
And they've got a lot of talent. I just feel like, as I said earlier, I feel like their offensive line should be better. I feel like they should be able to run the ball better. Indiana's awful good, but
they ran the ball fine against Oklahoma, obviously, after the first few series. But yeah, you're right. They just don't run the ball very well.
We're just thinking of the old Alabama, you know, where they just pound you. They just don't. This team doesn't do that. But dangerous nonetheless. This is going to be great quarterfinals. All right, where were you when? Coming up next, here's Casey. Yeah, the Blazers are playing the Pistons tonight, and they're commemorating the 2000 team that went to the finals and lost to the Lakers in seven games. And you may ask, well, why would they commemorate that team? Well, because they were awesome. And it was a very, probably one of the top three most memorable moments in Trailblazers history. Now, it wasn't the best moments because they blew it. Did you know that, lowercase? They blew it in the fourth quarter?
I did know that.
Do you know the story of all this?
I don't know the story.
Were you a little baby at this time?
Oh, I wasn't. I was still
growing
egg.
Yeah, we talked about that. So you were born in 01.
01, September of 01.
Yeah. Well, I moved here in January of 2000. Oh, that's a fumble. Niners 7, Colts 7. and the Colts just fumbled the kickoff.
You're like 3 seconds ahead of me.
And I'm sorry for that. Because Suk and I always fight about that in here. His TV is ahead of mine or mine's ahead of his, and it really jams the other of us up. Anyway, yeah, I moved here in January of 2000, and I remember where I was for that game. And I didn't care about the NBA, didn't care about the Blazers. I was new to town, didn't know where to go. I think the reason I went to this place is because I was working that night, and I had a job at that hotel right there on the water at Jansen Beach. Then it was a DoubleTree, I think. And you guys are going to have to help me with this. But on Jansen Beach, over by where there's now a Target, and I think a Duluth Trading Company, there used to be a bar right there. And I can't remember what bar it was. It was a chain. It wasn't because there's a BJ's on Jansen Beach, but it was another one like that. And I cannot for the life of me remember the name of the bar. But I think it's right where that Duluth Trading Company is now. Anyway, they were known because they had the little the TVs in the booths at that time that was like cutting edge.
Is it the barbecue spot?
What's the name of it?
Boomers.
Is that there now?
It's there now.
Yeah, no. This was in 2000, dude. It's long gone. But I just can't remember the name of it. Maybe Damon's? Somebody said Damon's. It might have been a Damon's. I think that's right. Anyway, I went to Damon's. I'm like, I got to go watch this game. I can't remember if it was before or after work. Anyway, I went in there, absolutely jam-packed. I got caught up in the fun of it. High-fiving Blazers fans, you know, dude, this is awesome. I'm bright-eyed. I'm in a new city. I'm on the West Coast. All of a sudden, the NBA is getting its hooks in me, and then they blew the fourth quarter. 31-13, I think it was. We all remember. We don't need to rehash that. But I do think it's good that they are commemorating that team. That team was awesome. We all believe if they hold on in the fourth quarter, they win the NBA Finals. Wasn't meant to be. But that was certainly a where were you when sports moment. And I'm sure for a lot of you, that is the single most painful sports loss of your life. I know I have a few. Do you have a few single painful sports losses, Sparky?
I've got a few. Most of them Steelers involve Tom Brady.
He ripped your heart out multiple times, didn't he?
So many times.
What's if you had to name one?
The Jesse James catch. Really?
Refresh my memory.
So that was the one Big Ben drove down the field in the fourth quarter. There's about 17 seconds left. And touchdown over the middle to Jesse James. They go under review.
Yeah.
And right. He turns and loses control of the ball as his hands cross the goal line.
And he scored.
They ruled it incompletion.
We think that was a score, though, yeah?
Yeah. Well, the Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl that year, so.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember that. The Jesse James, that was very controversial.
There's also, the year before, watching Freddie Freeman just absolutely destroy my Yankees for 4 games straight.
Yeah.
That wasn't very fun.
Yeah, didn't he hit a walk-off granny in the first game?
In the first game.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple people. So text yours, 503-864-6326. Where were you when the Blazers lost to the Lakers in the 2000 NBA Finals? And what is the single most painful sports loss of your life? Somebody already has mentioned the New England Seahawks Super Bowl, the Butler interception. That, yeah, dude, it doesn't get much worse than that.
That's a tough one to live.
That's
down.
A yes. Brutal.
You can smell it.
Would you rather lose like that or like the Blazers did in the 2000 NBA Finals, where it's a slow bleed of death?
A slow bleed of death sounds worse.
Worse. I don't know, dude. That Butler, I mean, they won that game. It's still unbelievable that he even threw a pick there. They even threw it there. That's even unbelievable. So the ways. Like, they just absolutely blew it. Where the Blazers, that was over the course of a full quarter. It was harder to watch, probably.
Again, it's the difference of losing your hope, like, over time versus it just being
fading,
ripped away in a single moment when all the emotions are at the very high.
Hope is fading, but maybe fading. Oh, my God, alley-oop dunk to Shaq really faded. Or just like, oh my God, we won. Oh my God, we lost. I don't know. That's a good question, actually. I don't know which is worse.
Yeah, because I bet like New England, that's why I feel like New England fans are so spoiled, because the way that they've won games too, where it's, oh, you think that you're going to lose this game because Russell Wilson's driving down all the way down the field,
yeah,
and all of a sudden, oh right, my gosh, we won.
I remember Tom Brady's face. Remember that? Like the look on his face, like, oh,
yep.
Like he thought they'd lost.
Richard Sherman's face gets makes me hurt a little bit inside, because you just see his soul leave his body.
Oh, here's one. Gonzaga alum, when Adam Morrison and the Zags blew that huge lead against UCLA. Boy, that's a good one.
That what team, UCLA team was that?
That's a good question, which UCLA team that would have been. I'm not sure, but Adam Morrison and Gonzaga, like Adam Morrison was awesome. I wanted the Blazers to draft him. I was like, dude, this guy's amazing. Everybody loved him. Draft the stash. And
that was 06.
So who was on UCLA?
Aaron Aflalo and Luka Mbamute.
Yeah, okay.
And Jordan Farmar.
Yeah, but that one, I mean, Adam Morrison, I remember the pictures of him, or the videos of him sitting on the court crying after the game. That team was awesome. He was awesome. The Tuck Rule coming in on the text line. Raiders losing to the Bucks in the Super Bowl. That from Brandon.
That was Gruden?
That was not. Yes, of course that was Gruden, right?
Won the Super Bowl. That was the 01 team, correct?
Yeah, the Patriots beat the... Well, he's saying it's two different things. He's saying the Tuck Rule game, which was the Patriots beating the Raiders, and then also them losing to the Bucks in the Super Bowl. It was Raider fan, obviously. I was in my Bellingham college house during the Blazers meltdown. All Seattle roommates. I was throwing S and kicking things. Had to leave the house and go to work. Ooh, all fuming.
Having to go to work after that.
That's the worst.
That hurts.
Oregon Auburn. Michael Dyer was down. My worst loss, this is from the text line, is the Titans losing to the Rams and the Super Bowl coming up 1 yard short. Yes. That's right.
The Dyson play.
That was one of my all-time sports locks. I was sports betting all the way back then, and I was sure that the Titans were covering 7 points. I loved that bet so much. It might even to this day be the biggest bet I've ever placed. And it ended in a push because they lost by 7. They were 7-point underdogs, but they almost tied it there at the end. That game was amazing. I still feel like I was right about that bet. Even though I didn't cash it, I was like, yeah, like Eddie George, Tennessee, were good.
A push on a bet of that size, you have to be happy about. You can't.
Well, I wasn't happy about it.
It's just not a loss.
I wasn't happy about it. But
yeah, but it's not a loss.
Yeah. Here's a guy who says, Blazers collapse made me so angry, I went out and mowed my lawn in a rage. Oh, God, I bet that was so... That's just heartbreaking.
Getting so angry that you end up doing chores around the house, that's...
Well, you got to do something.
That's a tough type of just spell to sit and stew in.
That's another question. What do you do when you suffer one of the most painful losses for a fan? What do you go do then? I mean, sometimes you'd have no choice. You got to go, I don't know, you got to take your kids, do things like your obligations. But I don't know, what's like the best thing to do? Probably just drink a lot, right?
I'll say drink a lot, get the anger out, and then go watch some SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. Ah, you left out the weed.
No, I just enjoy that show.
Well, for me, it's probably Game 7, Giants Royals in 2014, but they ended up winning this World Series the next year, so that one was avenged. And then, you know, you guys remember, we talked about it on the show many times, the back-to-back losses by Kansas in the NCAA tournament in the first round. They lost to Bucknell 1 year and then Bradley the next year. And it's like, dude, as a Kansas, we don't lose in the first. Like, what is happening? Who's this Bill Self guy? What is happening? Well, anyway, they won a title 2 years later. And I just found out today, because I was looking this up for reference here, I just found out today they have not lost in the first round. Well, until last year, they had not lost in the first round since Bucknell Bradley. I didn't even know that. So my worsts have all been avenged. So take that, take notes on that, Mariner fans. That means you might have something good coming, you know? Whereas the Blazers, see, I think that makes it so much worse. The Blazers have not been able to avenge that, right? Like there was not a run that wiped that memory away that made you feel better about
that. It's just more consistent pitfall of fame.
Yes. It was like that was the moment. And now here we are 25 years later, and that moment has not returned. Although they were in the West Finals 1 year, but anyway. I think it's a lot easier to handle when it gets avenged or righted a couple years later. All right, more text, 503-864-6326. Coming up next on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A lot of text coming in on this topic here. We're talking about the Blazers commemorating the 2000 West Finals team that lost, blew it to the Lakers. And it was rough. We don't need to, you know, we all know what happened. But I think it's cool that they are commemorating that team. That team was awesome. They had Scottie Pippen. I remember he had a huge game. They had Sabas, Rashid. Damon Stoudemire. And I don't know who else started on that team.
Was that the team that Sabonis was on?
Yeah, Sabas was there. Sabas, Rashid, Damon, Scotty, and maybe
Jermaine O'Neal?
No, he was young.
Bonzi Wells?
He was on the team.
Rashid.
Well, we already named him.
I'm going through the
I think it was Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
He was there. Yeah. And then the Lakers, of course, had Kobe and Shaq, and then all those guys, all those role guys like Harper and those bros, Shaw. But, I mean, you know, pivotal moment, Blazer history. We all remember where we were. I was at Damon's in Jansen Beach. High-fiving Blazer fans for whatever reason. I got caught up. You got me. But a lot of people texting on this, like, what do you do if you suffer one of your worst defeats, your sporting defeats as a fan, what do you then do? One guy says he went outside and rode his bike in the rain. his Packers lost to the Seahawks in the 2015 NFC Championship in the most excruciating way. They made several bad plays down the stretch. I was so mad I went outside and rode my bike in the rain.
That was a really low-scoring game, wasn't it? I think that was like a 20-13 game, I want to say.
Look at you. Sports brain. Here we go with a Bills fan. By the time the Blazers started breaking my heart, I was already well-equipped to deal with such losses given my Buffalo Bills fandom. I wonder if that's true, too. Like, if you're a fan of two teams and one continually rips your heart out, you're hardened and ready for the other one to do the same, and it doesn't hurt as bad. Maybe that's right. Well, somebody said our high school basketball team was all at one guy's house for that Blazers game. We all sat dumbfounded and then went to the hoop he had and shot the most depressing game of hoops of our lives. Still remember one dude in the first half saying, if Sheed's hitting shots like this, we're going on to the finals for sure. Boy, it sure looked like it. Boy, I can't imagine being a Bills fan. If you live through four straight, I mean, four straight and they didn't win? That's excruciating.
That's so tough.
My God. And they still haven't won. That's as hard as it gets.
And they keep losing in the AFC Championship game to the team that ends up winning it all.
Totally. Somebody else says, stay off all sports radio. That's a good one. Do you quit sports when you suffer a tough sports defeat? I do. I'm like, you know what? I'm shutting this out. I'm not watching anything else. I'm not watching the rest of the playoffs or the tournament. Whatever. I'm out.
Sometimes I will not listen after a Steeler loss, knowing that you guys are going to talk about it. It's going to burn my ears.
Yeah, Tim Taylor is in. You remember Tim Taylor? Well, you don't.
Probably. The Tool Man?
Yeah, well, not that Tim Taylor. Our Tim Taylor. Bedazzled Jeans Tim Taylor. He says, when the Blazers lost to the Lakers in the conference championship after having the best record in the league, I had a brain aneurysm. And I said, wait, seriously? And he did. He had a brain aneurysm. He sent me a picture of his scar and him playing with his kid. That looks like it's from 2000. That's unbelievable. My God. Astros walked off the Yankees on the Altuve home run in Game 7. I sent my phone through the floor probably faster than any baseball I've ever thrown. It's the only time I've ever reacted to that, reacted like that to sports. That from a Jordan.
That one hurt a lot. But also, Altuve was having a heck of a year. I think he was the MVP. That was 17?
Yes.
That was the year Altuve won MVP. So, again, we had to pitch to somebody.
Here's someone who says, our fraternity at Oregon watched Game 7 and then had a kegger to drown our sorrows. I think that's the go-to.
That's a disappointing kegger.
Got to go to the booze.
Everyone just sitting there in absolute sorrow.
Yeah, but then once you get drunk enough, you forget about it and you start partying. And then you wake up the next morning and go, oh, they did lose that. All right, thanks for your text. We're going to move on. We've got... got some stuff coming up in the club here. We're going to talk about the top pop culture moments from 2025 you already forgot about and the most iconic Christmas movie characters. Coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.